Where do artists show their work when the galleries are closed? And how do performers connect with their audience when the stages vanish? COCA, the Council of Culture and the Arts, is helping Leon County's creative people to keep connecting with the community. I'm Tom Flanagan. No sooner did COCA get a new 5-year lease on life from Leon County government than a whole new challenge reared its head. Bars closed, concerts were canceled, art galleries shut their doors. But COCA's Erica Thaler says her organization was ready to significantly shift its operation.
We also can spring into action to help connect our community with resources, both individuals and our grantees and arts businesses. We're working really hard to be nimble and to help people as they need it.
A big part of that, says Thaler, was engaging the help of Arts Obelisk, the firm that created COCA's events calendar. It expanded the TallahasseeArts.org site to accommodate much more and different content.
In the last couple days, we've received calendar entries from people who are doing virtual gallery tours, who are streaming concerts from their living room, are giving arts workshops, dance workshops, watercolor and crafting workshops. And the more that we can get people to engage with that platform, the more we can get their information out to the community.
At the same time, Thaler is seeing lots of local artists who are eager to give back to the place they call home.
We are seeing a great spirit in that respect. I've been having conversations with some people that are going to be doing workshops, that are planning fundraisers, music fundraisers. So I think what I would encourage anyone to do is if they want to brainstorm, we can be as creative as we want, and anybody is welcome to email us. The best way to catch us is info@TallahasseeArts.org.
And as the viral crisis goes on, Thaler remains convinced that the unique qualities that support their creative drive will make the area's visual and performing artists a critical component of recovery.
Our artists are resourceful. And they are business people, and they're some of the most creative people I've ever had the pleasure to work with. And I'm really confident that given the right resources, our artists are going to help make this community even more special when we get through this.
For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.